We are all over the place.
And we're going to venture down to Southfield, Michigan.
We're going to run over to Kentwood, Wyoming, Kentwood.
We're going to go over to Newaygo County.
So let's talk a little bit about the economy here in Michigan. What's the latest?
We're going to go over to South Haven.
And we're going to run right now over to Grand Rapids.
We're going to head down to Detroit right
now. It's been a whole lot of fun partnering with you folks.
Now, from the Gillespie Group Studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
And welcome. We are in our studios, actually, taking a little reprieve from running all over the state, but we are going to jump down to Detroit right now and visit with one of our favorite folks, Sandy Barroa, and he is, of course, the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Sandy, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You are in the hotbed of what's happening in Michigan. Pretty cool stuff. The bankruptcy in there, new mayor, fiscal responsibility, entrepreneurial headquarters. You guys are the mixing bowl of Michigan.
Well, you know, we always feel and have felt for a very long time that the brands of Michigan and Detroit are completely intertwined, that we can't have a healthy, growing Michigan until Detroit recovers and is on the path to being a great city again. Because if you leave Michigan, and I know, you know, Chris, you traveled the world. When you leave Michigan, people immediately interlink Detroit and Michigan. And, you know, you can say, oh, I'm from Grand Rapids, you know, which is one of my favorite towns. But, you know, outside Michigan, Grand Rapids looks and feels like, you know, a suburb of Detroit. You can say you're from Lansing. Oh, yeah, you know, that's Detroit. So these are brands that are completely intertwined, and we need to fix one to fix the other.
You know, it's so funny you use that example, because in China, even way out of the major cities, when I'm deep in China, I hear the same thing. When I say I'm from Michigan, they go, oh, Detroit. That's the first response.
Right.
And that is our branding. And, you know, along those lines, you have taken the Mackinac Policy Conference, which is a Detroit Chamber event, and showed really how statewide that reach is.
Well, we embarked on a strategy about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, to really change the tenor of the conference. And so, you know, we have invested in that brand in a way that the organization never had before. And, you know, first of all, we upgraded everything. You know, we have a much higher level of speaker than we did. It's very national, very statewide focused. Secondly, it is very statewide. We work very closely with organizations like, you know, the Grand Rapids Chamber and Business Leaders for Michigan, Southwest Michigan First, and other great organizations across the state to make it a really statewide conference. So the audience is a statewide conference, and the programming is very focused on statewide and national issues. And then we also spent a lot of money on upgrading the production values of it. So that has all had a tremendous return. The conference is held in much higher esteem than it has been in years past. The people who attend are very different. It is a much more business-oriented conference than it was 4 or 5 years ago. The C-suite attendance, corporate C-suite attendance, is up 40%. Than it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow. It's an amazing event. It really is. And what is happening happens there, a lot of it. Tell me a little bit about this year. What is the focus of this year's conference?
So you're going to see two real themes this year. One, you're going to see a focus on entrepreneurship. And entrepreneurship in all its forms. We're looking at, you know, how entrepreneurship infuses innovation in the auto industry. We're going to talk about, you know, people, speakers like Malcolm Gladwell, kind of the think differently. You know, how do you think about entrepreneurship and innovation in a different way? You're going to see that theme very, very strong throughout the conference, and including how failure is an important part of entrepreneurship and the culture of creation. And, you know, we as Michiganders, as Midwesterners, you know, we're really not as comfortable with the idea of failure as, say, our friends on the West Coast are right? Because they're used to starting businesses, or it doesn't work, they start again, and
yeah,
it's just part of the culture there. And we need to get a little bit of that spirit. The second theme you're going to see really strongly is STEM education. We're really, really looking at STEM education. And last year we had a great theme about kind of K-12 education in general, people like Michelle Rhee. This year, you know, we're going to have people like Joel Klein, who is the former chancellor of the New York City school system, Jim Clifton, who is the CEO of Gallup and the author of the book Becoming Jobs War, you know, and how important STEM is for those kinds of jobs of the future And obviously, when you look at Michigan businesses, you know, the advanced manufacturing, the healthcare, obviously anything regarding mobility, these are hugely STEM important jobs, and we need to get a better pipeline of STEM educated people through our university system, through our community colleges, and into the companies here in Michigan.
Unbelievable. You know, along those lines of the statewide branding, Governor Snyder has been very prominent in his role at that Mackinac Policy Conference. Tell me a little bit about his involvement and why that's important.
Well, we are so incredibly fortunate that the governor is actually become an integral part of the planning for the conference. We actually sit down with him at the end of the conference every year, and we start mapping out, okay, what are the to-do items that we want to, you know, take on coming out of this year's conference, and then almost immediately we start working with the governor on what we want to see the following year. So we meet with the governor on a fairly regular basis throughout the year, you know, to talk about programming ideas, talking about ideas as to, you know, who we want to bring in as keynote speakers, what the themes want to be, and then we work with the governor and a CEO council that we have that represents CEOs from all parts of the state, west side of the state, east side of the state. And that's how we create our agenda, and that's how we've been able to create a very focused agenda that's very business-oriented.
Well, it's pretty incredible, and all this takes place Tuesday, May 27th through Friday, May 30th at the Grand Hotel. Sandy Baroa, he is the director, president, and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to be right back, as a matter of fact, Chris Holman on the Michigan Business Beat, so stick around right here on the Michigan Business Network.